This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In the final days of the election campaign, I wanted to take a moment to talk about issues specific to women. I think it's fair to say that we have seen a fairly male-dominated election campaign, if you don't count references to Fiona Scott and her sex appeal. Karen Sawada is a former Democrat senator. She's also the chair of the Anglican Deaconess Institute. She writes on politics for Sydney Anglicans, and I wanted to have a chat with her today about women's issues in politics. Karen, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning.
Now, how would you characterise the election campaign that we've seen so far?
Well, look, it's very interesting to track the changes in election campaigns over time, and I think what we've seen is the 24/7 media cycle has, I think, very much affected the way that the campaign has been reported, the way the issues are played out in the media each day, and I think also the sort of general trend towards more presidential style campaigns has meant that the leaders themselves are so tightly scripted that we've just been continue to be inundated with this sort of little gotcha moments of people making missteps become major issues, things that people put on their Facebook pages, you know, become the national news. I mean, in a sense, who cares? We want to hear about the, you know, what the leaders think on the issues of the day and have some real policy debate. And I've been pretty frustrated by the level of scriptedness that has accompanied the key messages of the leaders. And it's very, very difficult to actually cut through the political speak of the campaign and actually hear the real ideas that are undergirding what we must do as a nation.
Yeah, right. It's almost like this constant coverage is sort of undermining the actual policy and actually sort of restricting how much, I guess, real conversation we have. I mean, one of the big issues that was, you know, at the start of the campaign was Tony Abbott's paid parental leave scheme, which has been a bit controversial. I think that is a fairly big issue for women. What's your view on that?
Look, it's great to see, I think, the coalition embracing this issue with a serious policy. You know, it's something that women have wanted, that parents have wanted, both men and women, to be supported when they, you know, give birth to a child. Obviously, there's question marks about the financial sustainability of it. $5.5 billion per year is a lot of money to spend on paid parental leave when there are so many women, particularly single mums, struggling to make ends meet under the new regime of New Start.
Well, can you just explain about that a little bit, Karen? What do you mean when you say the new regime of New Start?
Well, what has happened? The current Labor government changed the rules for single parents a little while ago, and changed the rules such that a parent who has previously been on a parenting payment, which is a bit higher, when their youngest child turns 8, they have to go to the lower New Start allowance, which has meant that single parents, most of whom are women, have lost quite a lot of money in their fortnightly parenting benefits by being moved to a lower benefit.
So this is to force them back to work?
Yes, as a way of forcing them back into work. Now, you know, it's jobs aren't so easy to find. Women are often they're blending their childcare responsibilities with work. It's hit. This change that the government put into place, the Labor government put into place, has really hit single parents very, very hard. And so there's been a bit of a hue and cry about this, a lot of hardship stories about women who've really struggled to make ends meet, women who are already struggling on a parenting benefit are now finding it even harder.
And, so why haven't we heard more about this, Karen? Is it just because single mums don't have the loudest voices?
Look, I think that's right. I think that's right. And, I mean, there's been a whole quite a bit of conversation nationally about the rate, the New Start, which is what we know as the dole. The rate of New Start is pretty low anyway, regardless of whether you're a single parent or a single person looking for work. Mm. And so even the business community has been saying to the Labor Party in government, you really must increase the rate of New Start by at least $50 a week to make it a livable amount, because really people can't live on that amount. They can't get housing. There's many stories of unemployed in poverty as a result of this low payment. So
and has either side sort of promised to do that or not?
Well, there's been talk of, we agree, etc., but no commitment. There's not many votes in supporting unemployed people, quite frankly. I mean, that's the real politic of it, although everybody, I think, agrees that the parenting, that the New Start allowance is too low. So just getting back to the paid parental leave policy, great to see you know, the coalition putting an effort into this. The government already has a policy. I think that it would be also good to see some conversation about what happens after the 6 months of the of a child's life, because obviously a parent continues to do the work really for the rest of their lives. And what parents want to see is not just support for to look after a child in those critical 6 months, but it's also about flexible working hours, affordable childcare, enabling parents to do the job. And blend work and family. And I think also I'd love to see a conversation about the value of parenting, and particularly the value of motherhood, in this rush to get women back into the workplace, which is fine. I think we also undervalue the role of motherhood as a job in itself.
Well, I think you've made a very valid point there, Karen, in that it's not much good sort of saying to these mums, you've got to get back to work, if we're not providing the support and the flexible workplaces that enable them to do it, but also the retraining. Because if you've got your youngest child at 8 years old, and if you have been out of the workforce for all that time, you're not just going to be able to step into another job, are you?
Look, that is absolutely right. And there's a whole lot of things that happen while you're at home. If you are at home, you know, your confidence level drops. Your training, your skills and training drops. Yes, so that training element of actually preparing yourself to get back into the workforce, and having the structures that enable one to blend work and family is very important. Yeah. And it would be great to see some more conversation about that.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing those issues to our attention this morning, Karen. Great to talk to you.
No worries.
That's Karen Sawada, former Democrat senator. She's also an archaeologist, among other things, and she's a bit of a vocal spokesperson for this kind of women's issues.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.